From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on last year's U.S. election, a probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller. He has been looking into allegations the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win the election, the presidential election last year. Mueller is also examining the possibility that the president may have tried to interfere with the Russia investigation. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is President Trump's spokesperson.
Our position hasn't changed since day one, and I think we are seeing now that if there was any collusion with Russia, it was between the DNC and the Clintons and certainly not our campaign.
The Mueller probe is also examining possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the campaign. Spain's Senate has approved the controversial measure allowing it to seize direct control of the Catalonia region. Reuters' Matthew Larrotondo reports.
Catalonia waving goodbye to Spain as its local lawmakers pass a vote to formally declare independence. But how far that goes is very much still up in the air. Members of several major Spanish political parties walking out of the chamber in protest ahead of the vote, leaving much of the room empty and the pro-independence crowd in charge. Among those to walk out, the party of Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy, which controls an absolute majority of Spain's national parliament. And its Senate in Madrid voted moments later to approve the use of a controversial clause in the country's constitution that allows it to seize direct control of the breakaway region. It's called Article 155, and it's never been used before. It means that Catalonia's regional president, Carles Puigdemont, and his lieutenants will likely be fired, and new elections held within 6 months.
Public anger is rising in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico as details emerge about a no-bid contract awarded to a little-known U.S. company to restore the island's power grid, which was destroyed by Hurricane Maria. Among the details of the contract attracting attention are pay rates about 5 times higher than what is normal in Puerto Rico. U.S. lawmakers have begun demanding closer scrutiny of the $300 million contract awarded less than a week after the hurricane to a company based in the U.S. state of Montana, the hometown of the U.S. Interior Secretary. The U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says that the U.S. will never accept a nuclear-armed North Korea. In Seoul, South Korea, Mr. Mattis said that Pyongyang's aggressive nuclear and missile development programs are undermining North Korea's security instead of securing it. On a visit to the DMZ, Mattis told and spoke with reporters about the relationship between South Korea and the U.S.
It is an alliance designed to ensure peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and the strongest military defense of our shared democratic values.
Mattis also warned the North that its military is no match for the military might of both the U.S. and South Korea alliance. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence headed to an Air Force base in the state of North Dakota Friday, where he said President Donald Trump is depending on you to be ready.
In the face of ongoing threats and provocations by the regime in North Korea, I can assure you the United States will continue to marshal economic and diplomatic pressure to demand that North Korea abandon its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. While President Trump has made clear that the United States has, in his words, great strength and patience, all options are on the table.
That base is home to B-52 bombers and also oversees intercontinental ballistic missile silos throughout the area. President Trump says he has now ordered the release of all files pertaining to the assassination of President John Kennedy. He had originally ordered hundreds of the files remain secret, at least temporarily, in the interest of national security. Much of the scholarly interest in the assassination papers focuses on files concerning a visit by Kennedy assassin Lee Harvey Oswald to Mexico 2 months before he allegedly killed the president in Dallas, Texas on November 22, 1963. A White House official briefing reporters refused a comment when asked about the Mexico City files. Controversy and conspiracy theories sprung up within days after the assassination. Less than a week of Kennedy's death, President Lyndon Johnson appointed Supreme Court Chief Justice Earl Warren to conduct an independent inquiry about whether or not there was anything substantial about the claims. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.